Blog Talk Radio.
Praise! Give me praise!
seat if you can. Well, I can understand how you feel, but choir, y'all not finished singing. Come on. Amen. Come on, choir. My, my, my. That's all. That's it. I need another soprano. Sister done had it.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord, everybody. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Tell Jesus what you want this morning, because I promise you, he is the deliverer. He is the one that can give you exactly what you want. Let your heart not be troubled, but just put it all. Put it all. Leave it at the throne, at the foot of the throne, and watch God work. Watch him work his miraculous power. Watch him intervene in situations that may be out of your control. Because one thing about it, he knows everything, he's everywhere, and he is the deliverer. He is the way maker. He is our everything. And what we need to do is be more conscious of that, knowing that we need to tell him everything. Tell him, talk to him about it. We can just as we sit and talk to one another, we need to talk to God about it. Good morning. I'm just a little excited this morning, just because God woke me up this morning, just because his new mercy, a new day, a new beginning. I don't have to worry about what took place on yesterday. I have an expectation on today that something different, something better, something greater is going to take place on today. And I pray that each and every last one of you have that same expectation. Good morning, Nigeria, Kenya, Jamaica, Fiji, United Kingdom, wherever you're at on this earth. Don't take it personal if I don't call your country out, but just know that I am so grateful that we are in the presence of the Lord on one accord. And you're joining us in our executive meeting on this fabulous Friday. Yes, it's Friday. It's what most people say, thank God it's Friday. It's Friday, and guess what? It doesn't end there. God continues to move on. And because we are an attachment to him, because he resides in us, that means that we're going to move on too. But we are going to recognize that it is Fabulous Friday, and he brought us through 5 days this far, and he will continue to bring us through. So we just thank you again for joining in to the broadcast. We thank you for making God your number one priority. We just thank you for being who you are and knowing that God is our Father, and he is our head, and he is our way maker. He is our deliverer. He is our all in all. So just wherever you're at right now, just take this moment to just raise your hand, stomp your feet, just shout out unto the Lord. Thank you. Glory, hallelujah. We praise your name and just exalt him, because he is worthy to be praised. Just give him the greatest exaltation that you have inside of you, because he is worthy. No matter what, he is worthy. No matter what, God is worthy. So listen, I can praise him all throughout this whole segment, but it ain't about me. It's about everybody else. So but we do need to be on one accord. So cast all your cares on our Father so he can carry you through. Good morning, Minister Shakita. Will you please bring us in prayer?
Good morning, Evangelist, and good morning, Saints. As we usher in the Spirit, oh God, thank you. I decrease in me and increase in the Holy Spirit. We thank you, oh God, for this day. Oh God, thank you, God. kingdom. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the dawn of this new day, oh God. We thank you for the blessings upon our life and my family, oh God. I give you, God. Thank you, God. I give you all the praises and honor, God, because this is the day, God, you've made, oh God. You are mighty and worthy indeed, oh God. All honor, oh God. And glory belongs to you, oh God. You, oh God, with you, oh God. I would do the impossible, God. I would not fail, oh God. My past is no longer important, God, because you, God. Oh, Lord, you are, God, my future, oh God. God, I have set my ways upon you, God, because you are at my right hand, God. I would not be shaken, oh God. Let the morning, God, be the word, God. Let the morning be the word, oh God, of your unfailing love. For I have put my trust in you, oh God. Show me the way, oh God, so I can go, oh God. So I can trust my life in you, oh God. Bless this day, oh Lord. Protect and guide me, oh Lord. Lead me, God, in your way of forgiveness, oh God. We thank you, God. Even as the weekend approaches, oh God, prepare my mind and thoughts for your work day today, oh God. We thank you, God. Comfort my mind and take away all the worry, oh God, because you are a great provider and you never fail me, oh God. I thank you, God. I come to you with an open heart, oh God. We thank you, oh Lord. Search me, God, and remove anything that is not of you or out of me, oh God, that is not pleasing in your sight, oh God. We thank you, God. Cover me, God, with the blood of Jesus today, oh God. Bless your son's name, Jesus Christ, oh God. Please, God, protect me and protect us throughout this day, oh God, throughout this weekend, oh God. We thank you, God, it's in your name, oh God. We give you the most high praise, oh God. We thank you, God, forever, evermore, oh God. We thank you, God. We give you the highest honor and glory, oh God. Hallelujah, it's your name, oh God. We praise you, God. We love you, God, for all the things you're doing in our life, oh God. Continue, God, to pour in us the things that we need, oh God. Continue, God, to bless us, God, like you've never done before, oh God. Continue, God, to edify us, God, never before, oh God. Continue to build us up, God, to make us great men and women, oh God. We thank you, God, for this, oh God. As you continue, God, to bless us, God, we praise your name like never before, God. It's in you, oh God, I love God. Jesus Christ, evermore, God, love you, God. Pray, lay myself down before you, oh God. We thank you, God. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, God. We Jesus. Hallelujah, God, I praise your name. It's in you, oh God, I love you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I know that we've been, Apostle Temple has been speaking on the Holy Spirit. Not sure where God is going to take us today, but I do know one thing. Whatever is placed in his spirit or whatnot, that's what's going to come forth. What's placed in mine is I wanted to speak about Hebrews 11:27. It's by faith he endured and seeing him who is invisible. And I was reading this scripture yesterday. As a matter of fact, my husband and I was reading in this scripture. I want to say happy birthday to him, even though it was on yesterday. But and I want to what I named it was stand firm. And the life of Moses, when we talk about Moses, it can be summed up in two words, and that was he endured. He endured. He endured despite the contempt of Pharaoh, the mightiest. He was the mightiest monarch on the earth. He endured despite the stubbornness of the Hebrews who grumbled, blamed and rebelled. He endured despite the criticism of Miriam and Aaron, his own family. He endured despite the negative report of the 10 spies who came back from the land of the promise saying that the giants are too big and we are too small. How did Moses do all of that? That's what I want you to sit and ponder. I want you to sit and ponder and ask yourself, how did Moses do all of that? And as you think about that, I'm going to give you the answer. He did it by faith. He did it by faith. He endured as seeing him who is invisible. He endured by seeing him who is invisible. He kept his eyes, I like to sit and say, he kept his eyes on the sparrow. That's just me. But he kept his eyes on God, not people. He didn't get caught up on what everybody else was doing, how they was doing it. He was given his assignment, which some of us get in situations and we tend to fail because we take our eyes off of God and we put it on the situation. And then different things come about and we abort the situation. And I am one in a testimony to tell you that I sometimes do that, and that's the area that I'm working on. And Paul gives us the secret to victory in the battles of life. Having done everything, stand firm. Stand firm when your enemies seem to prosper. Stand firm when the wicked seem to be winning. Stand firm when big people act small and little people demand authority they don't deserve. Stand firm when no one ever know you compromise. Spiritually speaking, where are you today? Where are we as a people today? When trials and tribulations come our way, where are we today? Are we allowing the people, the situation, the circumstances to overcome us, or are we keeping our eyes on God? Are we giving up? We're too tired. We become emotionally disturbed, emotionally to the point where we can't hear what is being said to us. We can't, we don't listen because our emotions has just taken over. Or are we resting in his presence? Are we in a place where we're not, it's not that we're not disturbed, but we are spiritually mature enough to sit and say, or remember that the battle is not yours, it's the Lord. Are we in a place where we can stand firm even though the winds and the storms of life pass us by and we are in the midst of the storm? Can we still stand? Can we still be in a place where we're unbothered, but we are bothered? Because I want to keep it real. You're bothered, but you're unbothered. And you're unbothered because you are in this secret place. You're unbothered because you realize that it is he that you're in the storm with. You're not in the storm by yourself. And therefore, all you need to do is rest. You need to trust him. You need to be in a place to buckle yourself. You already have your armor of God on. So you're in a place where you just buckle down and sit and say, okay, I'm going to ride this storm. Or are you going to abort whatever you're going through because of your emotions, because of your actions, because I commend Moses, I commend Paul, I commend so many people in the Bible, because as you read the Bible day in from the beginning to the end, the prophets, the men of God that God chose to go through something, they all went through storms. They all went through battles. They all went through things that was so that was today. You ask yourself, do I have the strength? Do I have the willpower? Do I have the faith? Do I trust God? Do I believe God enough to bring me through? Even though I walk into this storm, and even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, do I really trust God? Do I really mean the words that I fear no evil? That's something we have to ask ourselves. But by faith, coupled with trust, coupled with belief, just adding on, just putting these things in a basket, and you put them together as one, it helps you to stand firm. And in everyday life journey, we have to be into a place where we stand firm. We have to be into a place where we recognize that the battle is not ours, it's the Lord. We must be into a place. And I'm reminded, the Holy Spirit reminded me yesterday, why do you feel like that you're not going to go through battles? Why do you feel like that you're not going to go through storms? Jesus went through them. Everybody that you read about that was significant. That was a significance in the Bible, went through storms. They went through trials. They went through persecution. And there's some that wavered. There's some that waver just like we do. But the question is that are you going to stay down or are you going to pick yourself up? Are you going to pick yourself up and keep moving? Because one thing I'm learning is that for every trial, it's a test of faith. For every trial, it's a test of trust. For every trial, it's a test of your believing. For every trial, you should have some spiritual maturity. There should be some spiritual maturity. And again, I have to tell you, you got to keep going back to the mirror. And you got to have to look at yourself in the mirror and find different things, because there be some hidden things. As long as something not coming your way, you feel like everything is okay. But some things, you got some triggers. I got some triggers that be staying up in there. And I'm asking God today, last night, I just cried out to him and said, God, remove them, because I can't remove them by myself. But I have to get into a place where I trust you, one that I've never seen in the physical. But let me tell you something. I know him in the spirit, because it is him and only him that keeps picking me up the times I fail. It is him and only him that's giving me comfort through the times that I'm going through a storm, going through a battle. It is him and only him. On yesterday, I had a feeling in my body I never felt before, but I knew to come to him into a resting place, in a posturing position where to sit and say, God, I need you right now, Lord. I need you to wrap your arms around me. I need you, Lord, to cuddle me. I need you. I need you to be right here with me, Father God, because I'm going through a battle. But I know that you, my invisible God, will stand firm. He will stand up in the very times of my trials and tribulations. He will take the unknowing that I'm going through in my mind and bring it to a certainty to let me know that I don't need to worry about things that's out of my control, but I do need to be in a position to control the things that he has held me responsible for. But on today, I move on because my faith is in an invisible God. And so I ask you all today, how do you deal with the things, the trials, the tribulations of life? See, as long as everything is going okay, we think that we're just soaring like an eagle. But as soon as that brick comes and just knock the breath out of your body, how are you going to handle it? Are you going to get up or are you going to lay down? Are you going to keep moving or are you going to throw in the towel? If we get into an emotional state where we say things, we do things, and then when you sit in the Holy Spirit to bring you down, when you come down, you sit and say, oh, did I say that? Now you feel in some kind of way. My prayer is God, control my tongue, control my emotions, so I don't have to keep repenting about the same thing. I want to be able to stand firm. I want to keep moving. I want to endure as Moses did. I want to reap the benefits of life, the promises that God has for me. I want to live a fulfilled life that God has already promised, knowing that his word does not come back void. When we stand firm, no one will ever know that you are compromised. Spiritually speaking, again, where are you today? Are you feeling shaky in areas where you once stood strong? Yes. Are you giving in to temptation, acting a different way? It don't have to be a sin. Listen, let me tell you all this. This is a never see my husband and I don't discuss it. Sin is sin. When anger rages up in you, that's sin. That is sin. So are you being tempted to allow anger to raise up in you? Do you have fear? Do you have mood swings? I tell you today, stand firm. Are the opinions of others and their disapproval? Do it make you become tired? Does it make you become weary? Does it make you become emotionally disturbed? Does it affect you? Does it make you become depressed? Does it make you become anxious? Does it make you have an anxiety attack? Stand firm. Stop Moses. Even when he was in his 80s, because he saw God as being invisible, he kept, even though he knew that God was invisible, he kept his eyes on him. And that's what I want to say to you all today. And Minister Chiquita is on the line, and she can add to this. I want to give you all a testimony. My grandmother had lost her, had dementia. And before she had dementia, she was in, it was on her side of the family, they had a lot going on. She only had one daughter still living. And when she got really ill, it was nobody there for her but me. Me, who was, for one, I was pregnant, going through a lot of pregnancy, but I was so worldly, living in the world, mouth the worst of the sailors that you could ever deal with. Anybody know anybody that's been in the service, you either gonna smoke or you gonna curse something terrible. And that was me. And I really didn't know about the Holy Spirit. I heard about the Holy Spirit, but I was in the hospital prematurely about to have my baby. And I was in a place where I was so afraid because I was like really going through some things. But that day, my labor pain stopped. But during the time I was in the hospital, the Holy Spirit was like, your grandmother's mind is not right. And it came through the voice of my mother. So I want to say that. I want to put that there. It came through the voice of my mother. And she said, you have heard about the Lord. She said, I don't want to tell you that you know the Lord, but you have heard about the Lord. And you're on your back. You're in a place you can't work. You can't do anything. It's time for you to change. It's time for you to get into the word of God because your grandmother needs you. I didn't understand that. She said she needs you because since she had so much misery and strife with her kid that they weren't even speaking, I mean, for years. You need to intercede for her. You need to go in for her. You need to talk to God on her behalf because one thing we want to make sure is that she has salvation. Now, I curse like a sailor, but she cursed like 10. Talk about my grandmother. And in the midst of this, as days went on, I started praying. I started talking to God more because my grandmother was my everything. My grandmother is the person that came at 15 and took me in her bosom and really raised me, took me out of a lot of things. So she was my everything. And I had to realize at that time I had to go into I had to leave the old behind because my grandmother needed me. Now, I didn't know what I was going into. I didn't know what I was dealing with, but I knew to go to the Lord. I knew to listen to, I was asking him, just send me to the scriptures because I know I don't hear from you. I just need you to sit. I need you to guide me through because I have to stand in the gap for my grandmother. I have to stand in the gap for her. And her mind would come and go. She would get up. She would leave. She would do anything. I found myself praying to God more than anything. But let me get to the story. So anyway, her health started to fail. And I got in to the place. I went to see her. I was on bed rest. Got permission from my doctor to go and visit. And I went there and I sat with her. And she'll remember me one second and the next second she wouldn't remember me. And as we were sitting there, she grabbed my hand. I was laying there, I was like kind of asleep, and it startled me. And when she grabbed my hand, the only thing I could ask her was, I said, Mom, is Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior? Have you repented? Have you confessed about everything? I said, because if not, I got to go in and drill deeper for you because I want to make sure, because you know how we are. I don't know if she understood me. So I kept on asking her. And it was the hardest thing in my life because right before me, I saw her health failing. She had chronic asthma. Chronic asthma, I saw her health failing. The nurses rushed in and gave her breathing treatment because she had kind of got a little anxious, the little buzzards and stuff started going on. When they gave her the breathing treatment, she grabbed my hand again, and she started singing. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. I sing, and she said, because my eyes is on the sparrow. See, when I sat and thought that she was in a state of mind that she did not know who God was. She knew who he was. She gave me a message to let me know that my eyes is on the Lord. So if I leave today, it's okay because you have your answer. But I want to sit and go back to me. It put me into a place where I had to make an immediate turnaround immediately right then and there to stand in for her. Even though I made mistakes, even though I needed anger management and sometimes still need it today, I'm still reminded that if I stand firm, if I continue to endure, if I be steadfast and immovable, God will work some things out for me. And just as he worked them out for me, he will work them out for you. The beauty of it is that when you're going through trials, when you're going through tribulations, when you cry out to the Lord, he's going to save you. He may bring people to come in and help you get it through. You got to be into a place where you're stable enough to see what God is doing in your life. Stable enough to recognize sometimes we have to be slow to speak and to be in a place to listen where you can hear. And I promise you it will turn things around. Just as he turned a quick turnaround for my grandmother on yesterday night before last, God did a quick turnaround for me. And some of the things that we said you don't want to hear, but when you know the Holy Spirit is in the midst of it, you know that the words that are being spoken is for correction. The words that are being spoken is to help you. The words that are being spoken is to heal you. Then you know that you're in the right place. It helps us to easily get up from the position that we in and to keep moving. It helps us get into a position and sit and say, even though I may have failed, I'm going to continue to walk. I'm not going to back down and go the other way. I'm not going to make a U-turn. And when I get emotional, sometimes I'm ready to make that U-turn and be that by any means necessary person. But on today, I sit in an open testimony to tell people, don't be in that position. Because when you make the U-turn, you got to come back and just think about how far you have came. And you didn't come and didn't make it by yourself. God was there with you. Because the trials and tribulations that you go through, you can't make it by yourself. You need the Holy Spirit to be your guide. They be so big, so enormous, so in depth, like a Category 5 storm, that it will consume you. But when you keep faith and see him that is invisible and keep your eyes on God, he will bring you through. Your faith, that faith with trust is what allows you to soar like an eagle. Faith with trust is what allows you to go through the obstacle. Faith with trust with people that God had into your life to hold you accountable is what gets you to the next level. It takes you. You don't have to go back around the mountain. Wherever you stop right then and there, if you continue to go back, you're going all the way back. because it's very easy to take your eyes off of God and put it on man. Take your eyes off of God and put it on the situation. That's what Moses did. Moses could, even though he stayed firm, even though he knew that God, even though he was on that mountain and was with God when those Ten Commandments was written, even though God held his hand up with the help of Aaron as the people came through the Red Sea, even though the Israelites stood the 10 plagues, God was there. That invisible God was with them. But what happened? We take our eyes off of him because we can't see him. And we allow different things to take over, the storms to take over our life. We allow them to take over our lives. We no longer trust in the Lord. We no longer keep our eyes on him. We just keep going into the same room over and over, the room that sits, that you feel comfortable because you can control that area because you've been to every piece of furniture in that room. You're familiar with every piece of furniture in that room. So you run to your comfort zone instead of keeping your eyes on the Lord. I decree and declare today that whatever trial and situation you may be going through one right now, don't take your eyes off of God. You keep your eyes on him, although you can't see him. Trust and believe, even if you can't hear him. If you are in the right place, in right alignment with God, he's going to send some speakers to you. He's going to give you the wisdom and the godly counsel that you need. And that's keeping your eyes on an invisible God. That's keeping your eyes and letting you know, daughter, son, I am here with you. All I need you to do is do your part. All I need you to do is keep walking straight. Stop trying to go back and make a U-turn, because I'm not telling you, my spirit is not going to lead you to do a U-turn, because my plan for you is to go forward. My plan for you is to go to different heights. My plan for you is to go into places that you've never seen before. My plan is for you is to see things that you've never seen before. My plan for you is to reveal secrets to you. But you're not going to get there if you cannot keep your eyes on the Lord, the invisible Lord. Good morning, Minister Shakita. Would you like to add to this?
Good morning, Evangelist. Good morning, Saints, once again. Isn't it a beautiful day to commune with the Lord? Oh, yes, indeed it is. But the Bible states in Psalms 5:3, in the morning, O Lord, hear my voice in the morning, and I lay my knees down in front of you, and I wait. See, Saints, we got to get out of the way of God, and when it's time for us to sit and wait on God, we have to stand on the promise of God. We know that God has put our hope in the word of the Lord. And he knows that God stands on the promises. His word does not come back void. His word, he always, forever, forevermore, stand on the promises of his righteousness to add to your life. Now, when it comes to the things, when it's stagnation coming to your life and you feel as though things are not going the way that you want them to, you sometimes got to ask yourself, what are you doing to it? Ignite that. What are you doing to ignite that situation? Are you getting out of the way of God? Are you in the way of God? What placement are you having right now to make you feel like that you're not doing what God's have you to do? And you feel like you're in that dismay, and you feel like you're in a worry place. You have to stand sometimes, and you have to wait on God. You have to wait with a spirit of joy. You have to know that God is going to do what he says he's going to do each and every time. There's nothing impossible for God. What's impossible for God? Nothing. So we got to get up out of ourselves and out of our pity party. We got to shake the dust off our shoulders sometimes. Yes, we're going to go through things in life. Yeah, you're going to go through things in life. But you got to stand firm like Evangelist so eloquently stated, to know that God has your back. If nobody else got your back, God got your back. He's going to protect you. He's walking with you. He's going to lift you up if you seek him. If you only believe that he's going to do what he says he's going to do. If you want God to add riches in your life, remove the things of him. We every day, I wake up in the morning and I ask God, God, remove anything that's not of you out of me, oh God. It's maybe something that I don't recognize. So you remove it, God. You clean it and help me expose it. Expose it, God, so I can remove it. So you can help me, God, to remove it out of me, God, because I want the things, the righteousness. I want the riches of you, God. It's not even the material possessions. It's just the joy. It's the peace that I want. When I feel my spirit shaking, and I feel like I'm out of place, I immediately go to God and ask God, what is this? Because now I know. Because I've grown to go to him for everything. At first, I was going to myself for everything. How you going to do this, Shakita? How you going to do it? How you going to get this done? No, I don't do that no more. I took the worries of the world off my shoulders, and I gave it over to God. I had to understand that it was not for me the worries of the world was not for me to bear it. It was not for me to carry. It was not for me to hold on my shoulders. So I immediately did that, a lift came up off me, goes on. Yes, I'm a mother of nine. Yes, things come up in life. Yes, there's things all day long that's going to go on. But you immediately go to God and ask for a solution. You ask God to walk with. I ask God to walk with me no matter what is going on. Now that I know that he's the moving force, he's the driving force, the Holy Ghost speaks to you. When you in a place of dismay, if you listen to them, listen to them, listen. God come in a quickening. He, majority of the time comes when you need correction very, very quick, and he see you about to go into a devastated space. You'll hear God then. But you have to listen. You have to have a spirit. You have your ear gate open, your mind and your heart open to hear it. To receive the protection, to receive the riches, to receive the royalties that he has for you in your life. Faith. This is not something that out the Bible, as we can go and find the script for script for script for script, the truth in this word. But what is the truth that is in your life? We have to walk the walk. You have to walk the walk. You have to have, you want your life to be in a place where you're not worried about your finances. You're not worried about your family. You're not worried about your protection. You're not worried about your home. And that is in God, with you making the necessary step to do so, to ignite. What fire are you igniting in your life? Are you igniting the fire of righteousness and royalties and the blessings of God? Or are you igniting the fire of misery? Of discord, of gossip. What fire are you igniting in your life? What fire are you igniting? What fires are you putting out? Some of these fires that you ignite, you got to put them out. The gossiping, different spirits and different things got to be put out in order for you to receive the different things, in order for you to get. This is not something that I'm just saying. This is something that I had to, these are the things that God had to remove out of me. The chatterbox spirit. The lion spirit had to come up out of me. These are the things that God has to remove out of you, saints. Now, did it tug me and pull me? Yes, because I was used to living in that mind space. But what I got tired of was the lack. What I got tired of was the mind battles. What I got tired of was the mental health that was coming in because I was talking and worrying about everybody else's problems and not just seeking God in my own life. That's what some mental people say. They have mental health problems coming in. That's where they're coming from. How are you listening to 10 different things in your mind when you can only grasp for the one that's supposed to be in your soul? It's the Holy Ghost. How? We got to get out of our own way, saints. We got to get into a place of joy, peace, and happiness. We want it. We got to go out there and get it. God's not going to force himself on you. He's not. It's a time and place right now. You see it on the news every day. We got to get it right. Don't waste another second. Not another day. Don't waste another second. Give it your life. Give everything over to God. Because it's a place of peace. It's a place of happiness. It's a place of joy. It's a place of love. It's a place of financial freedom. It's a place of mental freedom. It's a place of it's a place, it's a joy that I cannot get enough word to add to it. It's an awesome space to be in. It's an awesome place to be with somebody to know he's with you no matter what you're going through. I thought I was out here walking around lost, thought I was by myself the whole time. Somebody was walking with me, watching over me. I was out there being a fool in these streets. Just like these children say, I was out there being needy. I was out there being a fool in these streets. God had to redirect me and turn me around, saints. I'm just an ordinary person that God chose to speak, to get up and put, says, Peter, you got to change your clothes. Get up and walk straight. You can't do this no more. Saints, it's you got to listen to the word of God. You got to open up your ear gates and your heart gates and receive what God has for you in your life, saints. It's a blessing. I promise you. I promise you, saints, it's a blessing. I can only ask you to walk into it for yourself and receive it for yourself. That's all I can do. But it's up to you to walk. It's a great, it's an awesome experience. Back to you, Evangelist.
By faith, he endured as seeing him who is invisible. One thing I can say, going back to Moses, and I myself as using him as an example in my life and some of the other characters and even people on today, I thank those that go through the battles, the storms, the trials of life, keeping their eyes on the Lord. Moses continually reminded himself that his sole purpose in life was to please the Lord. How many of us have made that sole purpose in life to please the Lord? Because if that is something that you have consciously done, then your actions are going to change. You're going to change mentally, physically, spiritually, naturally, if that's what your sole purpose is. I want to challenge some people on today, everybody that's under the sound of our voices. Sit back. Ask yourself, reevaluate yourself. Glory to God. Glory, Father God. Reevaluate yourself and ask God, is my behavior, is my actions, is my words, is it to solely please you? And if you get an answer, if somebody comes and give you correction, if somebody come and let you know something that it may be the answer that you was looking for, don't shug them off. Don't be into a place where they, you think that they feel that they know everything. Don't be into a place because of who the messenger may be that you feel like that they're not worthy to tell you. Don't be into a place, because I'm going to tell you this. Sometimes I sit and look at people and I sit and say, oh, that person not worthy to tell me because of his behavior, because of how he act, because of what he think or what he say. But sometimes God will bring the messenger to you, a person that you may be in strife, a person that may sit and read the word of God a little differently than you. But God will give them a message and tell them, what is asked to tell them to ask you, what is your sole purpose in life? God, is it to please you? Is it to please man? He said, because my husband said, you need to get into a place and stop playing and realize that you need to please God. And when you please God, when you're in a place, it's the sole purpose for you to please God, then everything else comes together for the good. Everything else, see, if you are trying to please man, your actions, your words, your everything is going to be great because you are in a place where your eyes is on God and not man. So the pleasing comes to God and not man. See, we take our eyes off the situation. We sometimes are just in a place where we're pleasing ourselves. But on today, I thank God for the immediately. awakening. I thank God for reminding me that my sole purpose is to please him. I also thank God that I have to be in a place of obedience. We have to remain into a place of obedience. Obedience, the word of God say, is better than sacrifice. Obedience is what's going to help you get to the next level. Obedience is what's going to keep you when you on that edge of stepping out of the bounds of the Holy Spirit, of the bounds of God's will. That obedience, the Holy Spirit will knock that leg down, knock you down, knock you back into the place where you're supposed to be. The punch, the hit, the sucker punch, that's what I want to call it, a beat so big that it knocks you backwards. It knocks you, gets a good time to be knocked backwards, but knocks you sideways back into the will of God. So I sit and say to you all today, remember that obedience is a necessary to obey God. Then we must glorify him in all our actions and all our ways. Our purpose is to glorify God. We must glorify him. Like Minister Chiquita said, she had to turn some things around. She had to give him everything. She had to let him change some things in her life, and that's his glory. That's for his glory. It's not for your glory. It's not for you to boast about. It's not for you to constantly tell people that, you know, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, because without God, you're nothing. When you realize that he is the one that's taking you day to day into place to place, into the elevation, sometimes you may go into a standstill because you're not ready to go to where he has for you. Sometimes he will create a diversion for you to sit and realize, okay, you're a little bit too bit ahead of yourself. You didn't took your eyes off of me, and you worried about everything else around you, and you're not even seeing what's really going on because you're in a maze. You're in your own maze. Hallelujah. It's a beautiful thing when God can sit and get your attention and turn some things around. It's a beautiful thing when he brings people in your life that won't give up on you when you didn't give up on yourself and tell you to get yourself together and tell you in the most beautiful way, but it's a way that may be cutting you, but the cut ain't so bad where you're going to bleed out. It's a cut that you can put a Band-Aid on and sit and say, I got the word. Let me put this Band-Aid over this cut and keep moving. I thank you for the correction. I thank you for not allowing me to turn around and go and do something that may change my life drastically. How many of us have those type of situations going on? I'm sitting and telling you all today, saints, pray and ask God to bring people in your life that's going to do some life changing, that's going to sit and cut you sometimes, that's going to sit and bring some reality when you out into a place where you almost in the desert, where you're going to wander around, but they take that fishing pole and they catch you on the hook and reel you back in and say, listen, this is where you're at. This is the reality. We need to gain God's approval through glorifying him. We have to gain his approval, because if you're not in a place where you're recognizing God, when you're not in a place when your eyes are on the Lord and it's all every place else, you're going to miss out. Things are going to occur that you have no knowledge of. You think in one thing because you're blinded, because you've taken your eyes off of God. So now you're blinded. You're seeing only what you want to see. You hear what only you want to hear, because you feel like the plans that you have put together is a great plan. We get comfortable. I'm talking to myself this morning. We get comfortable. We get into a comfortable place, and then we forget the things that we're supposed to do and how we do it. And then when the storm comes through, we get wiped away. You get wiped away. You took your eyes. If you got your eyes on God, you're going to see the storm. You're going to see the storm. Well, a couple of months ago, my eyes were so fixated showed him the, told him the vision that I had. And he said, listen, it's one way back there. It's one way far off. You've seen it for yourself. That's the one you need to get yourself ready for. That's the one you need to get ready to endure. But see, we get, because we jump over hurdles, or we still stand when the small storms come. So we take our ass every time you accomplish something, every time you get over the storm, every time you, I don't even want to say weathered, I say you go through the storm. You become a part of the storm. You feel like that you passed all the tests. So when, and you take your eyes off the Lord. But when that big storm comes and knocks you down, on today, I am grateful by faith. I, as Moses, can endure as seeing him who is invisible. And I pray, I decree and declare that you put yourself, your mindset, your heart, ask God to renew your mind, ask God to create in you a clean heart, ask God to show you the things, the people, the places that he has surrounded you by, that to keep you in a place that when the storm comes, that person, those persons and people are going to be there to help you get through that storm. Don't think that you know it all, because you don't know it all. If you knew it all, then you wouldn't know need God. And that's another reason we take our eyes off of him. You may read the Bible every day. I read the Bible every single day. But does that mean that I'm comprehending what God is saying to me? Or does that make me feel like, oh, okay, well, I'm knowledgeable of this? When you are reading, your understanding. When you have your eyes on the Lord, you're looking clearly. You're seeing clearly. There's no haziness there. There's no cloudiness there. There's no doubt there. There's no mistrust there. It's nothing but faith, trust, love, joy, peace. And I can go on and on like the Energizer Bunny. So I decree and declare on today that you keep your eyes on the Lord. Nigeria, I know you all are going through some storms over there. Everywhere around God's land, we're going through some storms. So while we're going through these, keep your eyes on the invisible God, because he is the only one that's going to allow you to endure and stand firm while we're going through it. You don't have to give up. You don't have to throw in the towel. Just give it all to him. Give it to him. Tell him what it is and give it to him, and keep your trust in your faith in the God that you can't see. But if you just look around up, look around and let him speak to your heart, I promise you, on this day, if you're ready to receive, there will be a turnaround. We thank you for today. We thank you for listening. We pray that you have received it. I pray that it has touched someone other than myself. But I want to sit and tell you, this was what the Spirit put on my heart to speak to today. So I decree and declare to everyone, take a look in the mirror and ask God again. Go back and reevaluate yourself and ask, are you pleasing him? Is that your sole purpose in life? Listen, ABM loves you, but God loves you most. It is the weekend. However, on Sunday, we will be online. You know that the numbers have grown. So therefore, we need to make sure that we're online. Sharing is caring. Hear what God has to say this Sunday, because I know one thing, that he is speaking. He is doing some surgical procedures in our lives, whether it's our heart, whether it's our mind, our hearing, our eyes, whatever it may be. Stay into a place where you allow God to be your answer. Stay into a place where you're able to receive and hear what he has to say. Take self out of the place and not just be a people pleaser or an evangelist meter pleaser, but become a God pleaser and stand firm. So we'll see you all on Sunday. Start logging in at 10:45 a.m. Continue to enjoy this fabulous, fantastic Friday, and know that God is with you. away. And as the song is playing right now, ask God to change you. Change me, Father. Change me so I can be a better person, so I can please you and not please others. And Lord, whatever it is that you have to change, I'm in a place where I'm willing to allow you to change me. So ADM, God knows I love you all, ready to see you all, but everybody else that's on this line, you are our family too, and we love you as well. So be reminded that God is with you no matter what, how, and when. But you have to change where you can please him. God bless you.
Is anybody out there need the Lord to change something about you? Change. Whatever's not like you, Lord, I want you to. Do it for me, Lord. I dare you to just put your hands on yourself. Lord, I want you to change me. Like only you can, Lord. Change me. Can y'all help me say it? It's easy. Come on, say it like you mean it. Change me. Whatever's not like you, Lord, I want you to. From the inside.